Well, folks, buckle up, because the Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance just took a hard left turn into the makeup aisle. Yes, you heard it right. J.D. Vance photos have surfaced fully decked out in drag, wig, makeup, dress, the whole shebang. You gotta wonder if he was auditioning for RuPaul's Drag Race or just trying to get ahead of the polls by showing off his feminine side. Now picture this. Donald Trump, the man who coined the term huge, is now dealing with his running mate's huge wardrobe change. Trump probably scratching his head right now thinking, I said we need to appeal to the suburban women, but this isn't exactly what I had in mind, J.D.etta. Can you imagine the campaign strategy meeting right now? J.D., just be yourself, or, you know, whoever you were when you took those photos. And let's not forget about the slogan possibilities. Make America fabulous again. Wigs for the win. And you know Trump, he's probably trying to spin this right now. Look, folks, nobody rocks a wig like JD. Believe me, tremendous wig, beautiful wig. I told him, JD, you're going to win the female vote. Maybe even the male vote. But hey, in a world where the facts are stranger than fiction, maybe JD's just ahead of the curve on the whole gender fluid trend. Or maybe he's just trying to show he's a man of many talents. He can balance a budget and a pair of stilettos. So what's next for Vance Trump ticket? A White House fashion show? Drag bingo at the campaign rallies? Stay tuned, because there's one thing this campaign is proving, that the GOP might stand for great outfits, pal.
Listen, there's a message we're saying.